Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Chatting from the Word podcast, hosted by your brother, Oscar York. We want to first start off by saying afternoon to everyone, as we hope and pray that everyone has so far has had a good day in the Lord. You know, this is a day that the Lord has made, that we shall, as the psalmist says, rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it's a blessing to be alive, that the Lord has blessed us to see this day on yesterday. This day was not even promised to us. Isn't that something to think about, my friend? That this day on yesterday was not even promised. So I am so delighted that you have joined us on Chatting from the Word podcast, and that we and everyone else are fine and okay at this time. If you have any prayer requests out there, let me know. Let me know if you want Brother Oscar on Chatting from the Word to pray for you and to pray for your needs. Sometimes prayer works at times, not sometimes, but every time. But when we pray, we must recognize it must be also in tune with the Father's will. I think sometimes when we pray, we don't recognize it must be the Father's will, not so much as our will. So we're going to, at this time, we're just going to bow our heads in the word of prayer. Our Father, we at this moment come crying to you. Father, we come crying to you that you hide us in the palm of your hands, Father. Father, sometime in this world, lots of things just get us all nervous and reckless. And sometimes, Father, sometime in this world is hard sometimes to see you. But Father, help us to see you in the greatness of you, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have brought our way. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see another day. Because, Father, we recognize without you, we would have never seen this day. Because, Father, we recognize it's all you that woke us up this morning. Now, our alarm clock, now our better half, now our children, but you, Father, with your tender touch of love, you touched us and gave us life this morning. You woke us up to see a day that we'd never witnessed before. Father, we come praying for our listeners today. We pray, Father, for those that are sick. We pray, Father, for those that are suffering with arthritis. We pray, Father, that you heal their bodies, that it be your will. Father, we pray, Father, for those that are bound with diabetes. Father, we pray, Father, that you help them to control their blood glucose level. And Father, if it be your will, heal their bodies. Father, we come praying for those that bodies are wrecked with cancer and is in the last stage of cancer. Father, We pray, Father, we know that you can heal that body. God, is what state that cancer may be, Father. Father, if it be your will, heal that body, but not help them, give them the mind to know you're in control and all things will be all right. Father, we come praying for our program here, Father. Pray, Father, that we can always come together and to discuss your word and to talk about how great your son is, Father. Father, we thank you for your son who bled on, died on Calvary's mountain, that we through him may have salvation. Come praying, Father, for the message that's on my heart. We pray, Father, that the listeners may hear it and may think about it and may live a better life for you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. As I said, we're so delighted to be coming on the air here at Blog Talk Radio. Hope and pray that we are coming on at a good time, a time that will catch you in a right mind and in the right state. We hope and pray that you are enjoying this program and that you're learning and that it's helping you to look closer to the Lord, that may be helping you to walk close with the Lord, and that may help you to see the world in a different way this afternoon. And we're so thankful for that. You know, on our programs, we've been asking for sponsorship. We need sponsorship, but Oscar is not a rich man. By means, I'm not. We live on a tight budget here. And we are requesting for sponsorship financially. If you can find it in your hearts and your finances to support us here at Chatting from the Word, where we can continue on bringing this program to you and to help those that need to hear God's Word and to help those that want to live a better life in Jesus Christ. So we need sponsorship. Any amount that you want to sponsor a month, if it's a dollar, that's fine. Five, 10, 20, 30, 40. 50, whatever it may be a month that you can help your brother here to spread the word of God and to help those that need help and to tell others about Jesus Christ. So we hope and pray that you can find it in your finances to do so. And next, you know, I've been talking about beginning a work here in the great city of Dayton, Ohio. I believe, and I don't know, I hope you believe the same, that God, that Jesus Christ need to shine everywhere. And we need to get the light of Christ to shine brightly here in the city of Dayton, Ohio. So we're going to begin a new work here in Dayton, Ohio. And we live and we look in and we are asking for brothers and sisters to live in this area to give me a call if they're interested. Email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com or on YouTube. When you look at my program on YouTube, put some in the comment section of YouTube. Or you can contact me on my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And while you're at the webpage, you can also order a book. We have two books to sell, and that will help the ministry also. The book, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. I am the author of both books. So if you're interested, buy a book and read. And my motto, and many of you know my motto because you hear it on my show on YouTube and you've heard it here. When you read, you gain knowledge. And with knowledge, you get power. See, even much in God's Word. We only learn God's Word when we read and when we study. And you got to read to study and to know God's Word. So God's Word, reading and studying help us to really navigate our life as a Christian in Jesus Christ. So reading, you do get knowledge and you do get power. And again, we're so thankful that you have joined us on this afternoon. And as always, we hope that we're making a difference in your afternoon to bring this podcast to you. I don't know if anyone have tuned in to listen to the podcast live, but if you have not, and if you desire to do it some other time, our number is area code 657-383-0883. And if you even have questions to ask Brother Oscar on things that he has said, on lessons that he has taught, if you have any questions, you can ask them. And then if you disagree with Brother York at some point, you can bring your grievances also. But, as always, if you know what Brother York is getting ready to say, as always, have book, chapter, and verse to prove your point. Because I truly believe that if we're going to make heaven our home one day, we need to get in God's Word to study. Because God's Word is the map to eternal life. And if you ever been on my webpage, I got the stairs going to heaven. The Word of God is the stairway to heaven. Being in the body of Christ is the stairway to heaven. And if you're not in the body of Christ, and if you're not in the Word and studying the Word, you're not in on the stairway to heaven. So I hope and pray this program here helps you to, I navigate you to study God's Word. And on today, our lesson would be what we need is love. What we need is love. And as always, for you all who do not have your Bibles with you, we're going to give you a chance to go get your Bible. We'll wait for you. Go get your Bibles because you can follow us on this lesson as we study about love again. So go get your Bibles. We wait for you. As always, it is a great. I enjoy bringing God's Word to you on a daily basis. We just hope and pray that you're learning something from this program, and that you are growing and living a more mature life in Jesus Christ by listening to Chatting from the Word with your brother here, Brother Oscar York. Oh, we're waiting a little bit more. We're waiting. All right, we hope and pray that those who need to get their Bible, that they have their Bible. And on this afternoon, I want to pick up where we left off on yesterday. If you was with us on yesterday, we know we've been doing a study in 1 Corinthians 13 about love. And what I want to do today, I'm not going back to rehash of what we have said, but what I want to do today is begin at 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9 through 13. And here Paul says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For we know, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Here Paul said the greatest of these is love. And that's what I believe we need today is love. I believe we need love in the church today is love. I believe that we need love today in the world. I remember years ago, I believe it was Dionne Warwick who sung the song, "What the World Needs Now is Love." We need love today. With so many things going on, with so many killings, with people robbing each other, with so many hate, with so much division, so much prejudice in this world, we need love. Even in the church, look at it. You got your white church, you got your black church. We need love. We need to come together, my friends, and love Christ and love each other as the Bible tells us to love. I know sometimes it may not be easy to love because a lot of us have our prejudices, and we must admit we do have prejudices, but sometimes we must put those prejudices aside to love one another. Because if we do not put our prejudices aside, how are we going to make it to heaven being so divided? How are we going to make it to heaven when we are against each other? You can't make it to heaven being against each other. Oh, I see it all the time reading Facebook. If you don't believe like I believe politically, I don't love you. If you believe this and that, I don't love you. If you don't believe this, I don't love you. But where is the love? You know, Christ wanted us to love like he loved. And how can we when we're so divisive, so divided? It can't be done. I remember, and I wasn't going to bring this part up. I debated it, but I'm going to say this, something that happened to me years ago. I was trying out for this church, and I guess the brother that told me to come and minister to speak that weekend, on the phone, I believe, I probably sounded like a Caucasian individual. So as I... got up there, and he seen me, and he looked at me. He said, "Brother, I can tell you right now, we're not going to hire you. I can tell you right now, I don't want you because you're not the right color." I'm here to tell you, my friend, it is so much prejudice in the world today. And when he told me that, sure, I felt outdone. But I still went on and I preached. I still went on and met the members. I still went on and was friendly with everyone because that's the way Christ was. That's the way God wants us to be. If we are going to truly go to heaven together, we need to stop these prejudices that we do have. And we need to come together and love like the Lord wants us to love. What I want to do is read the scripture I read the other day. And I think John, and I want to go to 1 John. I think 1 John makes sense here. And I don't know if it makes sense to you, but it makes sense to me. And here John said, and I want to start with 1 John 4, beginning at verse 15. John said, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwell in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in God and God in him, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. My friend, don't you know, if you do not love Brother Oscar here, love God. Don't you know, if you have a prejudice against me because of my color, you can't love God, and vice versa. If I have a prejudice against you because of your color, how can I love God? And if I have a prejudice against you, don't you know that love knocks out all that? Don't you know when you truly love, prejudice should not even be in your vocabulary? But we need love today, even in the church. Because I truly believe this afternoon that it begins with us that are in the church. I know the other day I said that the church is not the building, the four walls that we go worship God in. We become the church when we step outside and show the world the church. And how can we show the world the church when we cannot even come together in love? How can we show the world the church when we are so divisive within ourselves? How can we show the world the church when we can't even love among ourselves? When we even on Facebook, and I'm not going to say it, on Facebook when we are grappling at each other because of our political beliefs. How can we love each other? Even with what we believe religiously, how can we love each other? Because if we disagree with something religiously, what we should do is love, come together and discuss these things using God's word as our guide. Oh, my friend, our brother York and this show, Chatting from the Word, knock down the walls of prejudice that have the church divided. Allow Brother York with this program, Chatting from the Word, knock down the wall of prejudice to have the world so divided. And I guarantee you this afternoon, we are living in a divisive and divided world. You got Republicans on one side, you got Democrats on the other. And if you're not Republican, you're so wrong. And if you're not Democrat, you're so wrong. Why we need to be so divided? Because we have different viewpoints. We in the body of Christ need to come together and love one another. Don't let what we believe politically divide us. Don't let what we believe personally divide us. Let's come together and love. What we need, my friend, is love in the church, in the world, on the job, in the home. We need to teach our young people to love Christ. So love. Is that so hard to do, my friend? To love as Christ commands us to love? This is a command from the Lord himself. The Lord commands us to love one another. When we can't love one another, as John said, how can we love God? Don't tell Brother York you love God and you don't love me. Don't tell Brother York you love God and you're prejudiced against me because of things that I may say and to prop up the black man or say something good about a white person. I say something good about a Spaniard. Say something good about a Frenchman. Be so upset with Brother Oscar. But what we need is love. I believe the reason why the church is losing the battle of winning souls is because they're not showing love. Just because somebody's different, that don't mean you can't love them. Just because somebody even living in sin, that doesn't mean you don't can't love them. We must love the sinner. We may not like the sin that they are doing. But we got to love them enough to bring them on in. Love them. Teach. And then just because somebody don't have money like others, that don't mean we can't love them. Love them anyway. Oh, my friend, I hope I say enough today to cause you to want to love each other. What we need in the world, in the church today, is love. We're going to end it here. And it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We hope and pray we said enough to cause you to think and want to live a better life for Jesus Christ. And I said, if you want to contact me. Brother Oscar is always open for you to talk with him. At this moment, we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you tomorrow at the same time at 2. Have a grand day. Bye-bye.